Good morning. You're listening to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. Today, my guest in the Mannington commercial booth at NeoCon 2012 is Natalie Jones, who's Vice President of Brand Development, and the new Textiles Design Awards winner, Katie Henry. How you guys doing?
Wonderful. We're so glad to have you here with us today.
You doing all right, Katie?
Yeah, I'm in shock a little bit.
Congratulations. You did just find out that you had won. Natalie, real quick, just for background, talk a little bit about the Textile Design Awards. This is the fourth year. Tell us, how do people find out about this? I know there's a lot of social media involved, so tell us a little bit of background.
Yeah, when we initially launched the Design Challenge 4 years ago, it was really all about utilizing social media to get designers engaged in our product development platform. And so that is a lot of the way that we communicate about it and generate interest is through Facebook and Twitter and through our Textile Design Challenge website. But we also do a lot of advertising. I know one of our finalists, not Katie, but she found out about the competition through ads that we were running. I think Katie heard about it from her rep. Each year the excitement's built, and I think word's gotten out more and more, and it's been terrific.
And this year, sometimes you have more younger people that are just students right out of school or in school, and this year you've got people with a little bit more seasoned design. Is that right?
Yep, and that's just been a natural transition and growth of the Design Challenge. We did initially launch it for young practicing designers, people just getting into design, but we had so many requests to open it up to a broad platform. So now it's open to anyone, anybody that's practicing design.
And how do you narrow it to the final four?
The final four are selected from hundreds of entries that are uploaded to the site through the voting on the site, through peer comments, because they have the opportunity to comment on each other's designs. They're each rated by a panel of designers on creativity, originality, and the feasibility of translating their design into an actual floor. The finalist is chosen just strictly by voting on the site.
And as a result of Katie winning this, she will actually help you design a collection for next year. Is that right?
Absolutely. We're going to be working over the next 12 months to develop the pattern and to add additional patterns to her collection, as well as develop a full color line.
Well, Katie, congratulations. I hear that you won by just 300 votes, so that's a pretty narrow margin, but you've got to be pleased. Tell us a little bit about your background, if you would.
Well, I graduated from Purdue University in interior design in 2006, and then I started with my company, 111 Design, which is a Herman Miller dealer and full-service interior design firm, right out of college, and I've been there since, so about 6 years. I've been a designer with 111 Design, and heard about this competition and thought it would be a great creative outlet outside of work that I could kind of do my own thing, and turned out great.
Now, as part of this process, you do go ahead and design a look and a carpet. Your collection was called Stacked Up, and that's the first time you'd ever done any flooring design work?
Yes. Yep, that was my first time, and I submitted a few designs. I mean, that one was my favorite, so I'm glad that that one kind of made it through and got me to this point.
And so what's next? Now that you've won this, I know you work with Mannington, and you get to go to, I guess, Milan. Have you ever been to Italy before?
I have not. I've been to Puerto Rico, and that's as far as I've gone out of the country, so I don't even have a passport, so I need to get that going, and I'm really excited to go to Italy.
And how does working with fluorine differ from any of the other mediums that you've worked with in design?
Well, really, I mean, in design, I always feel like we start with the flooring and build up in our color palettes just to make sure things coordinate. So flooring was interesting to come up with the pattern because a lot of the ones that I had started to design, once I put it like in a room scene or something, I didn't like how it looked. So it was a challenge to trying to find a pattern that I liked how it looked once it was repeated. So that's where Stacked Up came in.
So. All right, congratulations. Again, we've been talking to Katie Henry, who's the just-announced winner of Managed Commercial's Textile Design Awards, and we've been talking to Natalie Jones, VP of Brand Development with Mannington Commercial, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloraDaily.net.